I just want to ask about Philip K. Dick. Anything, any light you want to shed on him as you, you know, with his interaction with the non-physical, or why he checked out early? You say every death's a suicide. He claims he wasn't ready to go, but he went. I'd just be curious, any insight you have on him.
But he didn't exactly go. He didn't quite fit. He wanted to fit, but he couldn't quite get it together. So instead of transitioning, he actually went to another world. He found an easy way out.
That's interesting.
You know, Ion, he's famous for the movie Blade Runner. He wrote that, and it got made after he died, so the estate made a lot of money. We're talking about the same person. You know who we mean?
Yes.
Seven, eight movies. That's why so much money amassed, because, you know, they started turning all his books into movies. Total Recall and...
Right, so I've seen a documentary. I met him a couple times. He was an alienated kind of guy. You know, he was, you know, extreme beatnik hippie guy, and he probably would want to leave. So what's he doing now? What world is he in, and is he writing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a weak answer. I can give some more details.
Well, he found the real Ridley Scott to help him build it.
He found a real Ridley Scott, who's the guy who made Blade Runner. He found a real one, meaning someone who made better movies?
Correct. This was more together that got him, as you say.
Ah, so he's making better versions of his movies.
Yeah, 3470.
That world 3470. Okay. Anybody else got any questions to supplement us on that theme?
I missed her question. We were talking about
The Blade Runner, Why Do Electric Sheep Dream,
Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep?
Electric Sheep. Yeah, see, Ion knows his stuff. Very good, Ion. We're always impressed with that.
Ridiculous. Lord have
suffering. Very interesting, because it's a lot about parallel worlds and...
Everything is. Everything is. That's what we're saying. And we've had the android meme such a degree that now that there's about five damn bodies that we've tried to kill, finally, eternally, we're trying to get you in the notion that this is not limited to here. You're still trying to figure out the sweet by and by, and we're trying to get you in the dirty here and now. Trying to get you into a place where you can say,
But Bob told us a while ago there's no present moment. Bob,
there isn't.
There isn't.
He's right. Bob's right. Bob's right. Mark it. We'll never say it again, ever. But he's right.
Okay.
Ain't gonna say no more either. He's right. So that's it. There is no present moment.
Because everything's now, the past, present, future, all now.
Potentially, because you'll change it. You'll change it. You'll figure it all out, and you go, oh, okay, never mind. Okay, yeah, like that. More. Yes, no, yes. No. Down. Hot. Go. You keep shifting it. When you get there, you don't want to be there anymore. You'll forfeit your bare living soul to get somewhere and then don't want to be there. So, all we're saying is don't limit it to this realm. We suggest a reset.
Reset.
Ion, when you suggest a reset, can you expand on that?
Well, you come to a place where you've got to decide either we're going with this thing or not.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no urgency on our part, but there seems to be some on you all's collective positioning. Your bargaining chips, fighting for your and arguing for your limitations, are growing lean and wearisome, because just when you figure it out, then you start arguing why you didn't figure it out, or you figure you know something, and then you figure out you didn't know anything. Then you know that you knew that you didn't know that you knew, and you know how this is going to go into a great big wrong, circling rabbit hole. So let's just cut to it. A reset will allow you to sit, sort of basically clear. Control, Alt, Delete is the old Microsoft version of a cold boot. Some people are going to choose a cold boot. And in the reset process, then what happens is you sort of cut away some of this chaff that you collected. We particularly don't work so weird with chaff. However, until you get so much chaff that you can't find the wheat, then a reset becomes pleasant.
Okay, so when you're saying that, are you referring to like little men going away?
Little men resetting to decide that they want to become God.
That's what the Aryan Jeffs are doing. They're resetting?
They are. Well,
and for the
now that you're starting to come into the correct generation.
Ah.
Of drops? Generations of drops?
Yeah. Oh, Bob, that's way above your pay scale.
Okay. When you were talking last week about the new internet, I've heard of something called the brain net. Is that kind of like, where they use telepathy and you can contact anyone, you can send pictures and images.
But you
and they're
do
saying
that already anyway. You do that already anyway. You fend and unfend yourself to death.
Well, can you expand on or explain what you're referring to when you said the new internet last week?
The cloud.
Okay, the cloud of glory. Can you describe the cloud of glory? Is it the same one that...
The lofty position where all knowledge and knowing is carefully stowed for simple, easy, contrite retrieval at a sifted moment's notice. All the knowing that is in all the worlds and all the lands and all the realms won't do you any good if you don't have a search engine from hell. The search engine is what has to divide and contrive the part you're trying to actually access. So, having the cloud's not going to do it. You must reset your search engine to be able to access your information.
All right, and that's what we're doing when we're taking the drops and engaging non-physical.
You
correct?
Are completing that process, yes.
Okay, so when this brings me to the EMP, is that a done deal, or is that something that we can avoid or stop?
You don't want to.
Okay, because that's going to get us into this position of using the new internet, which is going to be available for those who are in the process of ascending, taking the drops, and engaging on physical. We're going to be able to, that'll be our new search engine, and we'll be able to access all of this information. Is that correct?
It's a stretch. It's a hard stretch.
Okay. Is there a better way I can ask this question to get to what I want to know?
We can already access it?
You got to ask in a different way.
Okay. Let me just say. All right. So if there is an EMP, we want
there
to have...
Will
it, we got,
there
will
be.
Be.
No.
Okay.
There will be.
There will be an EMP. So instead of being kind of in the dark, so to speak, we want to be able to have access our information, access, say, Bob and Carolyn or whoever. Or all that information that we lost now that the electricity's out, how are we going to communicate worldwide, how we used to?
Apparently, electricity is necessary in order to have knowing.
Is it?
No.
Okay, so with the EMP, there's not going to be electricity, how we wouldn't normally access the internet, but now there's going to be this new internet.
Okay, hold on. Slow up a second. We get to ask you some questions.
Okay.
Tell us what electricity is.
Oh, it's power. I don't know. I couldn't explain it.
Hold on. You're sitting here fixing your very life course on questions based on electricity. And we just asked the question of what you say electricity is. You already have all the power.
To run my hairdryer or...
You have more kinetic
dishwasher.
Your little finger than to run the world.
In my fingernails, right?
Already. Yes. So
it's a conductivity. A conductivity? It's some sort of conductivity.
Nice. So you're going to go with that?
Mm-hmm.
Alex, can we get electricity for 400?
Let's go back to the fingernails, and we have all that power.
Let's go back to a definition of electricity.
Okay. Does somebody have their
sticky
box open?
Give you some Google.
I'm getting there.
Is the set of physical phenomena associated with the presence and flow of electric charge.
Whoa. Now stop right there. Is that what you all thought electricity was? An anomaly?
Say it again.
Good question. Physical phenomena. It's a set of physical phenomena. Wow.
Precisely.
We assumed it was.
And that's not even actually a good definition. And that's why we laugh about it. Everybody's not like, we got to have power. Okay, what's the power? Whoa.
Okay,
I don't know. That's just a flow. Direct current and alternating current is a flow. But what is it flowing? That's the fact that it is. Does the electron flow?
I think so.
Well, no. Hold on here. So
wave of energy.
We're consuming electrons.
Wow, this is huge. It isn't really defined.
Are we? I don't know.
Imagine that.
Yeah, it says electricity is the set of physical phenomena associated with the presence of flow of electric charge. That's very ambiguous.
I live with an electrician, so.
Well.
I live with some.
Merriam-Webster says electricity is a form of energy that is carried through wires and is used to operate machines, lights, etc. Electric current or power, a feeling of excitement or tension.
Here's another one that says electricity occurs due to several types of physics. Electric charge, electric field, electric potential, electric current, electromagnets, electric power, electronics.
Okay.
The flow of electron molecules from source to destination.
Well, okay. Look, wait, slow up. Now you're finally getting somewhere because you're opening up a whole new conversation. Now all of a sudden you're figuring out exactly what this process is. All matter is made up of atoms. Yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Unstable atoms are said to be radioactive.
If they have a half-life, they are, and they're isotopes. We're talking about atoms, and atoms are made up of smaller particles. Three main particles that make up an atom are a proton, a neutron, and an electron. Do we agree? I want to keep everybody on the page. Okay.
Yes.
Electrons spin around the center or the nucleus of atoms. And it's just like the same way that the moon spins around the Earth. Yet the Earth is going around the sun. The nucleus is made up of neutrons and protons. So electrons contain a negative charge. Protons are positive charge. Neutrons are neutral. They've got neither a positive or a negative charge. We would be the ionosphere, that neither plus or minus. Okay. All right. Now you have different kind of atoms that you're using, and what happens is that, well, you can. The atom is a single part that's used to make up an element. There are 118 different known elements that make up everything. Some elements, like oxygen you breathe, are essential to life. The protons, okay, so if, well, let's go back this way. If an atom had 6 protons, it should have 6 electrons, correct?
Yes.
An element with 6 protons and 6 electrons, that'd be carbon, correct?
Correct.
Carbon found abundant in the sun, stars, comets, atmospheres, most planets, and the food that you eat.
Okay.
Some kinds of atoms have loosely attached electrons. The atom that loses electrons has more protons than electrons and is positively charged. An atom that gains electrons has a more negative particle or negatively charged. A charged atom is called an ion.
Yes, okay. I know.
Well, then it's astounding you're answering that you just, please continue.
Are we talking about the ionospheric model?
No, we are not. We are bringing you to a position to have a working definition of electricity. So you can then discern the difference between power and electricity.
You would hate it and like it.
Power.
Now,
Ian, what was
so
the definition
now,
of an ion? The ion was a charged particle? It wasn't that, was it?
A charged atom is called an ion.
Charged atom.
Okay.
Charged atom.
Okay. Please continue, Ion. The difference between power and electricity, that's where we're going.
Well, that's where we're beginning, because we're trying to get to electricity, because you're trying to figure out how to access the cloud without electricity that's going to be dispelled from the EMP. The EMP is imminent, created by you, for you, by you, and because of you. Therefore, there must be a good reason for you to engage an EMP. Therefore, you would desire an ability or capacity to have free-range flowing electricity, if you ever could figure out what the hell it is, so you can then access the clouds. Yes?
Correct, yes.
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Tell me.
Yes?
Is it about ionizing radiation?
Wait, don't undo it. If you carry on, you're going to go somewhere else and it's not going to get you there. The answer to your question right there is yes. However, if you take a free radical or an isotope that has a half-life of, say, 122, then what happens is if you can stabilize that isotope, then what happens is it becomes stable.
Okay.
And you absorb its radioactivity.